Celebrating America's Public Gardens is the title of the special exhibit at the United States Botanic Garden. Visitors not only can see beautiful and exotic plants displayed in the National Garden year-round, but can also visit other gardens that they might otherwise have never had a chance to see.
This is a piece of the coastal plain of North Carolina, a very unique ecosystem in the southeast, and we wanted to bring a piece of it up here.
Andrew Bell is the associate director of the North Carolina Botanical Garden. In the summer-long exhibit focusing on the work, diversity, and importance of public gardens, 20 institutions from across the nation have constructed displays representative of their work.
We're in Hawaii right now.
Oh.
And this is done by the National Tropical Botanical Garden in Hawaii. And it tells the story of the native plants there, and it's all tied in with the rich cultures.
Holly Shimizu, executive director of the U.S. Botanic Garden, says public gardens have an ever-increasing role in people's lives.
Because as our natural areas are shrinking, we rely more and more on our public gardens, not only for the plants that they're saving, but as the places where people can connect with plants and nature. This is an issue that faces humans around the world, whether you're in Africa or Asia or United States. We need public gardens.
There is one display garden in the exhibit that suggests that plants can play a diplomatic role, too. Executive Director Stephen Bloom says his Portland Japanese garden in Oregon was conceived after World War II as a way of bringing two nations together.
That was successful. There are now over 100 Japanese companies which have offices or company headquarters in Oregon. We continue to have wonderful relationships with Japan through gardens.
This place is my favorite so far.
I know.
The U.S. Botanic Gardens officials say the wide variety of living exhibits attract 1 million visitors annually. Carly Ripple and her family are on their second visit from New York.
We wanted to come to the garden because it was just calling to us.
Jared Beard of West Virginia says it is educational for first-timers.
The kind of effort and care that's been put into things like this for the public, the way they take care of the garden and its beauty, their choice of plants.
Bang Ulip is a foreign tourist from the Philippines.
I have seen here so many species of flowers, which we do not have in the Philippines. I enjoyed very much. My heart feels dancing because of the beauty.
Her feelings underscore the goal of public gardeners, to nurture the human soul. They say it is time for people to recognize the importance of these places and the critical role that plants play in our lives. Amy Katz, VOA News.